Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for the Middle of the Night by Asherita Chuchu, read by Asherita Chuchu. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. Psalm 3, verse 5. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Psalm 121. Verses 3 through 4. As we begin, take a deep breath and become aware of God's presence around you and within you, right this very moment. Let's begin by reciting God's goodness, praising Him for who He is and for what He has done in our lives. Almighty God of the universe, You are the one who has watched me and watched over me from the day of my birth, even to the middle of this night. And God, I praise You that You are holding me even now. Thank You that You never sleep. You are never off duty. You are never unaware of what's happening in the world or what's happening in my life. God, thank You for Your constant presence and protection. You have been so, so good to me. In the next few moments, think back on the ways that God has shown His protection, His presence, His provision in your life, and take time now to praise and worship Him for that. Now it's time to express your neediness, telling God the needs on your heart, the burdens that you carry, and asking for His help. Lord God, I confess that I would rather be sleeping right now, and it's frustrating to not be experiencing the rest and the sleep that I know my body needs. Instead, I'm awake. And God, I I bring to you right now the burdens that are heavy, those worries and frustration that keep me up. God, help me to find my rest in you alone. If you have a purpose for waking me right now, whether it's prayer or vigil or service, something that you want me to do, God, would you bring that to my mind and help me to do it in your power and your strength? But Lord, if not, please let me fall back asleep quickly so that my body and mind may be refreshed for the work that you have for me to do tomorrow. So in the next few moments, bring to God those worries and those burdens that are heavy. It might be that dream that woke you up. It might be that thing that you thought you'd get to that didn't and it will give you no peace. Whatever heavy burden you're carrying, cast your cares upon the Lord in these next few moments and leave it into his loving and capable hands. Now it's time to seek God's stillness. And I invite you to take a few deep breaths, breathing in God's presence, his comfort, his love, and on the exhale, breathing out your worries, your burdens. Picture yourself safe and secure in God's loving arms, as he holds you in a tender embrace. Picture his presence surrounding you like a warm blanket. You're resting your head on his shoulder. You're being held in his embrace. Just be still with him, the God who watches over you, who will never slumber, who will never sleep, who will never forsake or abandon you. Be still with him right now. Finally, let's trust God's faithfulness, reminding ourselves that God is who he said he is, and he will do what he said he will do in the world and in your life too. Heavenly Father, you know all things. You see all things, and you hold all things together in your loving hands. God, you know the cares that have woken me up this night. So I entrust them into your hands. I know that you don't fall asleep. I know that you do not leave me to walk through this life alone. You know, and you see, and you will provide. God, I love you. I love you. And I trust you with my whole life. Help me to rest in you tonight. So if there's anything else that is still heavy on your heart, picture yourself taking it in your hands and placing it into God's capable and caring and powerful hands. Leave it with him and say, God, I trust you. As you listen to today's passage again, is there a word or phrase that stands out to you? Or is there anything else that God might want to say to you? I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. Psalm 3, verse 5. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Psalm 121, verses 3 through 4. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, power and authority, through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. You've been listening to A Prayer for the Middle of the Night. This prayer is an excerpt adapted from Asherita Chuchu's new devotional called Prayers of Rest, Daily Prompts to Slow Down and Hear God's Voice, from Moody Publishers. You can find more information or order your copy at prayersofrest.com.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.